Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin. Intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart. And you'll never lose. Awaken my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit. Like a candle.
Welcome to week 101 of the Healing Fountain Show. And it's great to be here, and I know that we probably haven't got that many people tuning in today because of the power cuts. There's 5 million people without power over there in the USA, and I'm hoping that Gary Moore has power because he hasn't appeared yet, but if not, we shall carry on regardless. And we have a brilliant guest. We have Holy Moses, otherwise known as Les Nisbet, and he's a meditating builder designer. Sorry, and for 45 years he's been meditating and building, but he had a near tragic accident that changed his life. And so he's going to come on and tell us about that in a few moments, but also he's going to tell us what we can manifest with the new moon, which is happening today. And along with the new moon, we have the appearance of Venus as well. So it's an especially romantic new moon. But we're going to be sending love, light and healing out to all the people over there in the USA and anywhere else that's affected by war or natural disasters such as we're experiencing on planet Earth at the moment. But I'm sure that our Heavenly Father is not wanting us to have loads of disasters, we mainly bring them on ourselves. And so we need to, you know, sort of really be clear about what we would like to achieve and ask for that, and with a grateful heart, okay, for the blessings that we already do have. So we'll bring our guest on in just a few moments, and we're going to start off with one of his favorite songs. It's called Carry On, and it's by Crosby, Stills and Nash. And let me just say that Nash was born in Manchester, which is about 15 miles from where I live. And I remember him when he was in the Hollies. A brilliant singer. Here we go.
One morning I woke up and I knew it was wrong. A new day, a new way, and new hours. Lord, your way off of mine kept on. The sky is clearing and the night is bright. The sun.
That's a great track by Crosby, Stills and Nash, as most of you will know. Right, we're going to bring our guest on. I have posted the link in the chat room, so if you'd like to click on the link and pull up your players and pause your players and send up a heart in the chat room when you've got that done, then we'll bring our guest on. Just pause your players a minute, and for the people who can't click on the link, if you're listening on the radio, I have uploaded the soundtrack because it's a beautiful new moon meditation. So we're just going to bring Les on. Are you there, Les? Holy Moses. It's Les Nisbet.
Hello.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can, loud and clear. And you're speaking to us from Louisiana.
Yeah, that's correct.
And you're not being affected by the tornadoes and things like that over there?
No, thank God. That's a little bit further east than here.
Oh, that's great, isn't it? I mean, it's, you don't want anybody getting it, but, you know, it's terrible when that happens. And yeah. People have died and people have had the houses flooded and there's 5 million people with no electricity. You can't believe what devastation. Oh, someone's saying they can't hear you very well. So could you get a little bit, could you get a little bit closer to your mic?
Sure.
Thanks a lot. There's three people in the chat room saying that. So.
Oh, is that any better now?
I think if you just speak up a little bit, because I tend to shout because I'm a bit deaf, so just pretend you're shouting at me. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, then. So you're going to talk to us about the new moon.
Yeah. Well, everybody's relatively familiar, I think. And for those of us that aren't out there, we know the new moon is the beginning of a new cycle. It's a rebirth of the great round of the year. New moons are unions of the sun, the masculine consciousness, and the moon is the feminine principle. And at this particular time, it's very fertile. And it's a good time to raise affirmations, to plant crops, to do all things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
And in this particular time, we're in the astrology sign of Virgo, the Virgin, which is a symbol of being whole unto herself and the sign of the harvest.
Wow. Well, we're nearly at harvest festival, aren't we?
Yeah, and that's correct.
Virgo usually appears with angel wings, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah, that's brilliant. So what would you like to manifest for this new moon?
Oh, geez. It's really hard to put into words. It's almost beyond words, actually. Just a feeling of people coming together in understanding what we really are and what's going on in the world around us.
Yeah. And we'd like to manifest everybody awakening. I mean, everybody's not going to awaken, but, you know, the more people we can get awakening, the better, isn't it?
Mm. It's absolutely true.
So you've been sort of meditating and on your journey for most of your life, but you had a major accident which really escalated your awakening. Is that right?
Yes, it really did. I mean, my consciousness of myself and my body is just ever present with me in a way that it's just hard to explain because of the rods that are in my back always constantly reminding me about my body.
Well, yeah, they will be. Whew.
So everything has been intensified in the awareness of not just my physical body, but my spiritual body as well.
Yeah. Well, so did you want to give us any details about what happened to you?
Well, to make a long story short, my truck ran over me. I had to climb under the truck sometimes to start it because the switch didn't always work. And this particular time, I've done it 1,000 times without any problems, so it wasn't like my first time.
No.
And this particular time, I heard it drop into gear when I started it, and I've never done that before.
That's terrible.
It was quite an interesting experience. It was almost like slow motion from then on, actually, the whole event. And it rolled me over, and before I could get out from under it, it hit me again. So I broke two ribs and shattered my vertebrae in my back. So
that's the stuff of nightmares, isn't it? That's your worst nightmare happening to you.
It's really amazing, though. To survive it and still be here.
Yeah, you're lucky to survive that, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
Well, as I was saying earlier, our Heavenly Father, who is our Father, and He's a loving Heavenly Father, does not bring disasters on us. We usually bring on ourselves, but sometimes when the things happen to us, He can use the opportunity of making us stop and think and take stock of our lives, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and sometimes it turns out to be a blessing in disguise when things do happen.
Yep.
And you don't realize until later on when you look back down the line and see how you got to the point you're at now.
Well, this time I didn't have to look back too far. I kind of realized it as it was happening, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you said it sort of happened in slow motion.
Yeah, that event, it seems when I think of it, it was a slow motion point in time.
Mm. So what would you say has altered about your life now, Les, since that happened to you?
Oh, my gosh. Well, being able to be on the internet has been quite a blessing, actually, for me. Because while I'm in recovery with my back, I can't really go back, just jump back into work. My back won't let me do that. So I've had a lot of time to be online, and I've made a lot of friends online and sharing different thoughts. It's nice to know there's other people out there in the world that feel the same way I do about things.
Well, yeah. I mean, like-minded people attract like-minded people, don't they?
Yes, they do. It's really amazing.
So how are you going to manifest? How do you personally manifest in your life?
Well, I already realize, I think it's important to know that something has already happened, and you just have to get used to that idea.
Yeah.
As much as you can. And so that's what I'm working on, because I'm still at a very low stage as far as actually having manifested what I picture happening. But I know it's happening. I know that it is.
Yeah. Well, if anybody wants to call in and just ask Les any questions, or if you've got any questions about awakening in general, you can call in. And we'll do our best to answer them. And if there's no one calling in just at the moment, I think we'll play the video, because we do have a lovely link to a video here. So I'll just paste that back in again, if it will let me. Okay, there we go. So click on the link, pull up your player, and just pause it for a minute, and then I'll dash back over to the switchboard. And we'll do the countdown and press play together so that we're all synchronized. Do you want to put your hearts up when you're ready? And then we can go ahead and play the video. And it's a new moon meditation video, and it's beautiful. So I've put my heart up. That's my ticket. So I'll get over to the switchboard and we'll count down. Okay, so it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play.
Honor maiden huntress, Artemis, Artemis, new moon come to us. Honor maiden huntress, Artemis, Artemis, new moon. Artemis, Artemis, new moon come to us.
Right now, it's time to light our candles. And we always make a ceremony to lighting the candles. And we always do it live so that we're in the now moment. We light the candles to signify that we're a healing circle of love and light. And also, it represents the light that we take out into the world to help other people light their lights, if they wish to, that is. And also, fire is a very, very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent, helps us to manifest our goals. And we're especially taking advantage of the beautiful new moon tonight, which to manifest more goals, or our major goal in life. So I've lit my candle, and I've also lit the Nag Champa, which smells absolutely divine. And we're going to invite the angelic realm. The Nag Champa is an incense, well, any incense helps to purify the atmosphere and keep positivity going, which positivity is very important, especially in the times which is now, which can be quite negative. So we'd like to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. So please could we ask for the assistance of the Archangel Michael. Please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light. Love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Uriel, please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The Archangel Gabriel, please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. In love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light. Love and light. The Archangel Metatron, we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind, all around the world, and especially to the USA right now. In divine truth, love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. The energies of Sananda Jesus and Magdalena, please be with us now. Thank you. We're in the divine presence of the angelic realm, and we'll ask that they close around our circle of love, light, and healing, along with our guide, inspirers, and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. And we're going to ask Marika to do the mantra. Thank you, Marika.
Thank you.
Dearest Way Showers, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now in all countries all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much. Thank you, Marika. And our special guest today is Les Nisbet, and he's going to do a beautiful new moon meditation. Thank you, Les.
Thank you. The new moon calls us to disappear into ourselves. To emanate clearly our intentions, it's a good idea to focus. So let us take a moment and do this together. Find a place that you can just be comfortable. Doesn't matter if you're on the floor or in a chair or lying down. Just be comfortable. You may find it more comfortable if you close your eyes. Straight away notice you don't have to make any effort or go anywhere to notice just the natural feeling of being is present with you. It's not coming from somewhere. Where else? It's simply here. Now bring your attention to this. This place which already is here. As you bring your attention only to this sense of presence, lots of pecking little thoughts may come. Don't worry about them. Don't feel that they must be somewhere else. Leave them there. There's a natural easiness with yourself like this. Perhaps the attention may, by habit, want to drift towards some activity like, what are you going to do later today, or what's happening at home, something. Notice this, but stay only in noticing. Don't follow any thought. Just be here. You're not to try to get in position to do something else, to move on to something, some thought, or some place, or some intention. You're simply here. Your sense of being here and that natural flow of being inside you is one and the same. There's no separation, no distance. Whatever is felt in the body, just be aware of it. Don't analyze. Look, but don't connect. Stay like this. There is a natural feeling, a sort of being that may be felt just in the sense I am. There's a completeness about this feeling. I am. There's no description to it. It does not belong to the past or the future or even to the present. It's just the sense of presence. Stay with us. If you feel the feeling of sleepiness or tiredness in your body, it's okay. Don't identify with this. You're also observing this. Whatever images may come into the mind, they are just images on the screen of consciousness. They do not affect you. Be like the screen on which the images are projected. If there is a huge fire on the screen does not burn. If there is a waterfall on the screen, it does not get wet. Don't hold on to any idea or image about who you are. Don't describe yourself. Don't project. Don't conceive. Don't imagine. It is not needed. Notice that effortlessness. You're not in a state of belief. And trust. What is being noticed requires no effort in itself. It has no effort. It is effortless. This is your natural being. Even the sensation I am, that subtle knowledge, that knowing, beyond even the saying I am, that feeling I am melts also into being. There's nothing saying I am not. Notice also you're not in a trance. You're not somewhere else. There is meaningless. These are meaningless to you. Simply, naturally, I am here. There is no one benefiting from being here. There is no world waiting for you to go back to. Simply, you are here. There is nothing to control, nothing to fix, nothing to change. There is neither higher nor lower. You're just your natural being by itself, unassociated. Informations. You're neither doing or undoing. Notice this. Notice the sense I. It is also only a sensation in this. There is no need to try to visualize any image here. It is not a game to play. Be only in your being. All associations come later. Questions such as, how can I stay here, are completely meaningless for you. Who are they that will come and go from here? These are mere ideas. In this natural state of being, you can move about in your body quite naturally, happily. This remains unaffected. You can notice this. It is not a belief system. It is not a system. If you have to answer the phones, you cannot come out of this. This is just a thought. If you meet someone and a conversation takes place, it does not take you out of this. That would just be a thought. If such thoughts are believed, then they become your experience. Where is the beginning of this? Where is the end? You are you here. What descriptions can fit you? It is the mind in the form of thoughts should suddenly appear loudly and make no difference to this. Unless you think that it makes a difference to this. So in a moment, I'm going to ask you to open your eyes, if you want, and it will make no difference. Nothing your body does or your mind thinks makes a difference in this. But if you think it does, it will feel like this. Do not be afraid of thoughts. You do not need to identify with thoughts, to use thoughts. Notice how your life can unfold in its natural, ambient way. Inwardly, in this place, it is not other than your own self. This remains as it is. Now, as you open your eyes, you will see that the quality of the inner silence and presence remains. Like a subtle energy inside this body. Each time you turn your attention this way, you will notice the spin of beautiful, peaceful energy. Get used to it. And gradually, this current of joy and peace will remain unbroken in you. Namaste, my friend.
Thank you. never been so much in love. I never hurt so bad at the same time. I am a simple man, and I play a simple tune. I wish that I could see you once again across the room, like the first time. I just wanna hold you, I don't wanna hold you down. I hear what you're saying and you're spinning my head around, and I can't make it. The ending of the tale is the singing of the song. Make me proud to be your man. Only you can make me strong, like the last time. I just wanna hold you, I don't wanna hold you down. I hear what you're saying and you're spinning my head around, and I can't make it alone.
That was The Hollies, The Air That I Breathe. One of my favourite songs of all time, that one. It dates me, doesn't it? And you, Les. Because Les has chosen some beautiful music tonight for us, or today. If it's still daylight there, it's pitch black here. What time is it there, Les?
Oh, it's about 5 o'clock here.
Oh, is it? Oh, it's 10 past 11 here, p.m. But at least, well, I mean, it is a little bit windy, but we haven't had the tornadoes that you've had over there in the USA. So I hope everyone during their meditation was manifesting that the wind cease and peace would reign again over there.
Yes.
It's what we need. I mean, I've tried it with me roses, you know, when the wind is blowing into kingdom come. I've been out there and I said to the wind, peace, be still. But it doesn't work for me.
Okay.
I'll just have to keep manifesting that, won't I? Maybe in the fifth dimension it will do. So, yeah, if anybody, that was a beautiful meditation. Thank you very much, Les. Absolutely gorgeous. And if anyone wants to phone in and ask Les anything about his accident or anything about how it came to change his life, they're quite welcome to call in. And the number to phone is 646-929-0461 if you're phoning from the United States. And if you're phoning from anywhere else outside there, you put 001 in front. So it's 001-646-929-0461. And if anyone in the chat room would like to call in, all you do is go to the top of the page and click to talk. So people in the chat room are talking about, what about food? Food is love, and love is food.
Yeah.
And we haven't got Gary here today, sorry. Pardon?
I like Mountain Diva's comment about vibrations. That's in the higher planes that you do exist on that. There's no need for food.
No, well, even there are some people on the planet Earth in India that are existing just on sunshine, aren't there?
Yeah.
And it's just absolutely amazing. I don't think I would last long on sunshine, to be honest.
We tuned in to how to, you know, soak up that energy or be aware of it, you know.
Yeah.
It's there. It's there, I'm sure.
Well, it's just a case of learning how to tune into that and use it for food, isn't it? You know, but then they meditate like for 24 hours a day, just about, don't they? And next week we've got Red Gypsy, and she's in the chat room right this minute, and she's typed in, she's heard that we will not need as much food. Maybe we won't need any when we get, when we've all transported over to the fifth dimension. Somebody's saying, oh, we're at Red Gypsy said, I'm drinking a lot of green smoothies. Well, they're really good for you. And if they're not sweet, I don't think I'd like those. Give me a milkshake anytime. Especially a McDonald's milkshake.
Now, oh, my God, really?
I don't like the burgers, but then I do like the... if you drink them slowly... slowly add green drinks and move over to green drinks. You'll be light nine vibrations. Mountain Divas just typed in.
I can't believe that's true.
Right. Yeah, slowly add them. And then move over to them totally. Oh, I don't know about that. Green tea maybe for a start. But I did actually stop eating meat at one time. And I was really pleased that I was able to cut out meat out of my diet, but then I went back onto meat again after I knew that I could stop eating it if I really wanted to. It was quite empowering to do
it. Was?
It.
I did it for a year back in the 70s in a health store, and I could not believe how clear-minded I got. I could tell when someone was going to call, and I knew who it was going to be. I mean, I got really clear psychically when I was eating that way.
Yes.
I need to get back to that, actually.
Well, there are people who need to eat meat, and I'm one of those, because if you need to eat meat, and if you need to keep grounded, which I do, because I rarely visit planet Earth, so some people that are always out there in the ethers need to eat meat to keep their vibrations slightly.
Down, take it from this road.
Oh, wow, that was good, wasn't it? I enjoyed that one, Les. And I think we might have a go at Pink Floyd right at this minute, The Dark Side of the Moon. I know we're not finishing yet, but this is another one of your favourite songs, isn't it?
Oh, it's great. It's
unless we give Neil Young a bit of a spin. And I know this one's about the harvest moon, but we've got that coming up very soon. It'll soon be time for the harvest festivals. And anything to do with the moon, I just love it, don't you?
Yes, I do.
So we'll have another moon song, but it is a harvest moon song, but I don't think...
Well, that's coming up.
Yeah, I don't think the moon will mind. I don't think the new moon will mind, anyway.
But now it's getting late.
Cut itself off.
Oh, dear. I hate it when that happens.
I know. I didn't press anything, but we're having sound problems tonight. But it's not surprising, is it? When there's 5 million people over there with no electricity, we're probably getting some effects of the wind. So
everything is affected.
I know. Anyway, we're going to say good night, bless, and thank you once again for the fabulous meditation, Les. And I hope you come back soon. And we want to thank everybody else in the chat room for helping us to create and co-create the beautiful energy, and the people on the radio listening in as well, because everybody sends their energies. And I hope everyone is sending their energies and their manifestations of peace for the wind over there in America, and whatever else they want to manifest for the new moon. And as you said earlier, plant your crops now.
Yeah.
At new moon time, especially in spring. Okay, then, so we're going to say good night, God bless. Don't forget, tune in next week. We've got our own Red Gypsy, another member of the Gold Ring. And that's http://goldring.wetpaint.com. And we're the Healing Fountain, which is the sister site of the Gold Ring. And we're going to play out with another song chosen by Les. It's beautiful. It's The Dark Side of the Moon, Pink Floyd. And it's quite a long track, so we better get pressing play now, haven't we? Okay, thank you, Les. See you later.
Okay.
Bye. Okay. And thank you once again. Bye, everyone. Goodbye and God bless. We love you all.
Thank you. the lunatic on the grass, remembering games and daisy chains of love. Got to keep the loonies on the path. The lunatic is in the hall. The lunatics are in my home. The paper holds their folded faces to the floor. And every day the paper boy brings more.
Oh, say than the moon, really. And if I take his gold down.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. A little thanks to you also for our old friend Roger, who won those words that I got the privilege of singing. Thank you very much indeed. Good night to you.